Welcome back to Recovering From Everything, a podcast for everyone who has ever had anything happen to them ever. I'm Kinga. You know me, I think. I'm Kinga. I'm a recovery coach. I coach so hard. But what does that mean? What does that mean? What are we recovering from? Why do people need a recovery coach? I will tell you. Let's go. I mean, I know what I do. My clients know what I do. My version might be different, but there's just like a sense of knowing what's going on, but articulating it is really difficult. So this is what I'm settling on for now. I help people see their own shit so that they can adjust their shit to eliminate the shit that doesn't make sense anymore, keep the shit that does make sense, make space for the new shit that they want, and then everything outside of them just kind of falls into place. Of course, a lot of people, myself included, can feel that some shit doesn't make sense anymore, but we go back and test it anyway, don't we? We're like, well, this is a thing that I've always done, so I'm gonna do it. I'm uncomfortable. I'm inexplicably furious all the time, but I'm just gonna give this a whirl one more time because it's the way things have always been, and I can't quite articulate why everything feels so wrong about it. So instead of trusting my gut and eliminating it altogether, I'm just going to sample it one more time. And then we have to recover from that, you know? And because I've experienced that personally so many times, I'm pretty open when my clients want to have a little test run of behaviors that they've been trying to let go of or behaviors they've identified as making them very uncomfortable. I'm pretty open to that. Like, I'm like, yeah, go. If you need to give it another little trial run, go for it. See how you feel. Let's see how you feel. Because sometimes we do need that, right? Like, we need to look in the rear view mirror as opposed to looking out of the windshield, right? Go for it. Look in the rear view. I can pretty much guarantee that thing that you're moving away from still sucks. But let's try it out. And the only reason that I am so encouraging for this absolute nonsense is because I do it myself. And I know that we develop tolerance for levels of discomfort. And what seems very uncomfortable one day, in 2 weeks from now, is still uncomfortable, but you've kind of figured out a way to handle it. So if you need another level of discomfort on top of there to really seal the deal on why you're not doing that anymore, let's do it. Let's have a little sampler. So that is what I do for work. And that is what I do sometimes personally, which brings us to today's episode, out with the old and in with the new. So 2 weeks ago, I celebrated 11 years in recovery. So 11 years sober, no drugs, no alcohol. It's been 11 years. And to me, that is still fucking hilarious. And last week, my daughter turned 9, which has no real significance to this episode. I just wanted to acknowledge that she's 9 and she's hilarious and perfect. And if you haven't listened to the podcast I recorded with her last year, it's called 10 Questions. Give it a listen. It's pretty funny. And since I recorded the last podcast on the anxious attachment relapse, it honestly feels like that day was kind of a reset, not just in my relationship with my boyfriend, but like everywhere, inside and outside. Well, I guess mostly my insides. Because I am definitely a firm believer that what's happening inside really dictates what's happening outside. So I basically just noticed that in the last couple of weeks, I've been showing up completely differently in my life. And I have these moments where I try to do a thing that I've always done that I can feel doesn't really fit anymore, but because I've always done it, I try to give it another whirl. And it really, really doesn't make sense. And I know that because I get kind of worked up before, during. I feel like I'm wearing like a mask. Like I feel like I have to, you know, put on a performance. And then after, it takes me a while to recover and I'm just like a little bit exhausted, you know? It's like if I were a puzzle and all the pieces of my puzzle were in and they fit, and then it rained and the puzzle got wet, and now some of the pieces are morphed and distorted and they don't fit anymore. And pushing them in to make them fit is uncomfortable and frustrating. That's kind of like what's been going on. And it's really like little kind of day-to-day sort of subtle things. Like one of the most recent things I noticed that is different is I used to religiously, without fail, wear headphones and listen to a podcast or music when I was grocery shopping. That doesn't make sense for me anymore. I don't know why. I don't know when that changed, but I tried and I didn't like it. I didn't like it anymore. So the last few times that I've gone grocery shopping, I've just let my ears and my, you know, brain and my thoughts be connected to groceries and the store and the ambient noise and whatever. And that felt much less forced than closing myself off to all of that. So it's just, it's those little things. It's those little things. Doing something a certain way because that's the way you've always done it for whatever reason now doesn't feel like it makes sense. And the discomfort, much of the discomfort of letting that go and cutting those, you know, cutting off the ball and chain or whatever, but cutting those ties, a lot of the discomfort comes from not wanting to do that. And I think that happens for a couple of reasons. There's definitely a certain comfort that comes with knowing that, well, this is what I do. This is what I've always done. And this is just the way things are. And so letting go of something you've always done and the way you've always been and the just the way that things are, what does that mean moving forward? You have no idea, right? For example, I've always used headphones at the grocery store, and that's just the thing that I've always done. And now when I try to do it, I'm like slightly uncomfortable. But the reason I've always done it is because ambient noise makes me a little bit anxious, to be honest. It's just too much stimulation. And I like to have that downtime where I catch up on podcasts or listen to whatever albums I've downloaded. But now when I do that, it makes me uncomfortable. I feel like a little bit panicked being that closed off from things. So what? So I just stop doing that. And then what? Then it's ambient noise and anxiety. No, thank you. No, thank you. But I gave it a shot and it wasn't as bad as it used to be for me. Like I felt like I could just really focus on my thoughts and my grocery list and what do I need? And, you know, do I need these tomatoes? And ooh, avocados are on sale or whatever, right? So the observation of and the acceptance of this one little tiny behavior that was making me feel uncomfortable now for the first time ever. Observation, acceptance of that. Trying something new, feeling nervous, trying it anyway, and coming out the other side being like, oh, this actually makes way more sense for me. And I've been doing this with like a lot of things. Well, it's partially been happening to me, but I think my part in all of it is forcing myself to like observe and then, you know, manually putting the check mark in my brain when it's like, oh yeah, no, this is off. This ain't it anymore. This ain't it, right? Putting that check mark in my brain being like, okay, yes, I've tested and confirmed. It's been reviewed by my peers, which is just the committee of voices in my head. And we all confirm that this is something that no longer works for me and that it's time to do something else. It's been coming up so much. And I don't know, you guys, I think as humans, we go through, you know, kind of internal transformations just as a part of growing and evolving. And it's just something that happens to us and for us. And that's great. But I swear, 11 years ago, when I decided that I was going to basically dedicate my life to self-observation, to not hiding from any of my behavior, to openly articulating the inventory of my thoughts and my life. When I made that commitment 11 years ago, I put myself on this path where I think I have transformations slightly more frequently than the average person. I've opened myself up to self-awareness, and sometimes it hits me like a fucking freight train. Okay, the headphones in the grocery store was just one tiny little example that actually makes like a meaningful difference in my life, as trivial as it sounds. It's one small way that I can practice acceptance of myself in my current state, right? Not trying to bring an old version of me into the future, not trying to bring an old version of my life and my actions and my perceptions of the world into the future. They have proven to no longer make sense because I am so uncomfortable now while I'm doing them. But this translates to so many other things, and I imagine this translates to a lot of things in your life. Also, here's another example that I didn't really recognize was happening, but just in the last couple of days, I realized I used to be a person that would go out for dinner a lot. Either in like a more formal way where there's, you know, there's an outfit, there's hair, there's makeup, but also in like a casual way where let's go, you know, eat on this patio or pick up dinner and eat it on the beach. Or there was always like a going out for food situation happening. Also with my daughter, I would order in dinner with us at least once a week, partially because I fucking hate cooking more than anything ever in the whole world. But also it was just like a treat, right? I think it's like a nice thing for to show her that, like, you know, here and there it's okay to treat yourself. But it wasn't here and there, it was once a week, pretty like routinely. And I would also go out to dinner with my friends or go out to lunch with my friends if it was during the day. And also with my boyfriend, I'd be like, let's go for dinner. Okay. So for years, a completely standard practice that I wasn't even conscious of it. Like, it just was a thing that I do. I think about that now and I'm like, A, I can't even remember the last time I went out for a meal. No, I can. I went out for lunch. I was out for an hour. The emotional buildup to it was tremendous. Getting ready for it felt off. Like, it was like, what do I do with my hair? Like makeup, what outfit do I, like, it just was, everything felt off about it. I was out for an hour and like couldn't wait to not do that. Couldn't wait for that thing that I was doing to like be over, you know? That was, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks, a month ago. Something is different within me. Something has shifted. And that's fucking cool. To be able to look at these, what I thought were meaningless little behaviors, rather to look at the absence of them and recognize that that indicates a shift within myself is fucking cool. That is so interesting to me. Because those are the things that don't even matter that much. They indicate a larger shift, but those little behaviors aren't that difficult for me to let go of, right? Like it's not as painful as some of the other stuff that I've been experiencing. Some of the other things that I have a death grip on, despite how uncomfortable they make me. And I've really been observing how I show up in friendships, how friends show up for me, basically what makes me comfortable and what no longer makes me comfortable. And the more that I try to keep things the same as I knowingly am shifting on the inside, I know this to be true, okay? The more that I try to go back to the way things were or keep things the same or behave a certain way or talk about the same things or whatever, the more uncomfortable I get. And like officially now, it takes me a really long time to recover from that. And it's kind of like a dramatic example, but this is kind of what I've been using to make sense of this. I'm clean and sober, right? Everyone knows that. I never shut the fuck up about it. So that life makes sense for me. I feel very comfortable with it. It makes a lot of sense. So let's say one day I'm like, I'm just gonna try and see if maybe the drinking thing will work out. The emotional preparation that I would have to do, me personally, that I would have to do for that is, you know, a boatload, a fuck ton. Then I think I would sit there with the alcohol and be like, let's figure out a way to make this work. Knowing that I am not this person, I don't need alcohol. It literally serves zero fucking function in my life. I have other coping skills. If I want to have fun, I know I'm still like it literally does not make any goddamn sense in the puzzle of my life. Makes no fucking sense. I've had 11 years to kind of get used to the idea and to really settle into it. But for me to sit down and be like, I'm just going to try this again because maybe this time I won't be super uncomfortable. No, but I'm already super uncomfortable because I'm trying to force a thing that I know makes me uncomfortable. I'm already uncomfortable going into it. I'm probably going to be pretty fucking uncomfortable during it. And then afterwards, I'm just going to be a tangled ball of discomfort. Doesn't make fucking sense. So what am I doing, right? And that was just an example. I'm not thinking of going back to drinking or anything like that. I hope that was obvious. I don't want that. But I've been sort of trial running or sampling ways that I used to be and things that I used to do and things that I used to talk about and ways I would think. I've been kind of like sampling them in this whatever new shifted version of me. And they're so fucking uncomfortable for me. And I think I'm finally at a point where I'm like, I'm just gonna not. Because the emotional preparation is too much. I got better shit to do. The actual carrying out of said behavior is also, I feel like it's like a performance where I'm like, okay, I have to put my old Kinga mask on and like pretend to be this person now. And the whole time I'm just like, I just need this to be over. And then it's over and I'm like, holy shit, I can just like go back to being myself. And whoever this new bitch is that has just uncovered herself, I really like her. Like, I super like her. Like, I feel really energized and peaceful. And even like when I feel stressed, it's okay. Like I feel pretty good. So maybe I just kind of have to trust that like whatever version of me has come to the surface right now is like, she's a bad bitch and she knows what she's doing. And maybe like I don't have to try to be the person that I used to be, even 1 month, 2 months, 3 months ago, you know? Like, what am I doing? That ain't me. That ain't me. Okay. I hope this made sense to somebody. I think it would have. I think if you're an avid listener and you've made it through over a year of my podcasts, I think you're the kind of person that this makes sense to. And of course, if you need a little guidance through any of your own personal transformations, give me a holler. I can try to guide you through it. But definitely, definitely let yourself become who you're becoming. Because you're most likely just becoming a better version of yourself. That's all right. Thank you for listening to another episode of Recovering From Everything, a podcast for everyone who has ever had anything happen to them ever, including frequent transformations, like a little snake or like a wet puzzle. One of my finest similes, I think. Have a great week. See you soon. Love you.